Christ, we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You give me this wonderful opportunity to be here to learn your word and also to have a wonderful fellowship. So we will learn how to serve each other and to encourage each other, to pray for each other. Our Heavenly Father, we also thank you so much. So many brothers and sisters serve us and prepare everything for us. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to guide us and also to bless those who prepare their heart for you, to lend a hand for you. Remember their heart, their labor. And now we are going to study your word again. So please open our heart. So give us the humble heart and genuine heart to understand your word, to receive your word, and also to put whatever we learned into the action to receive your grace more and more. Before we study, we pray in this way. Hallelujah. Amen. Be seated, please. Now let's turn to Luke chapter 22. Verse 32. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. So we spent 2 hours to review Peter's life. And here, when Peter failed, and Jesus want him to return and also strengthen brothers and sisters. So the failure is not so terrible. The terrible thing is when we encounter failure and we didn't want to get up again. And Peter, because he encountered failure, encountered so many difficulties, encountered many sufferings, and he knew how to encourage us. So now we are going to study the first Peter. So I turn to the page F1. Page F1. The author, of course, is Peter. The recipients, because the letter he writes, of course, to some recipient. And the time and place of writing, the purpose of the epistle, to encourage steadfastness in the face of persecution, to remind them to their special privilege as God's holy nation, to instruct them as to their proper conduct. The theme of the epistles now stand firmly in the true grace of God. Okay, let's turn to chapter 5. So would you please put a bookmark on Peter, on 1 Peter. So even when you refer to other places, we also have to go back to Peter. So Peter chapter 5, verse 12. By Silas, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. So, all in all, Peter tried to encourage members to stand firmly in the true grace of God, true grace. So now the question is how to understand the true grace. The grace and what? Grace. Grace usually is free, it's a gift. its gift. So what is the grace? Again, we started from the chapter 1 because Peter will explain what is the true grace for us. Of course, in our daily life, we need the material to support us, to support our daily life, to sustain our daily life. But beyond this, what is the most important to us? Not just material. Material is okay. Of course, we need a basic material to support our daily life. But beyond this, we also need a spirit. Because our human being is composed of spirit, soul, and body. This is body. Your body, my body, we have a body. This is the outer form body. But we also have the soul. The soul is like a we call in Chinese name 精神, 精神, I don't know how to say, not a spirit, because the spirit belongs to God. So we have another the second level besides the material. We also have the second level, like music. Why do people have to go to a theater or go to a theater enjoy concert? Why? Because without a concert, I still can survive, right? As long as I eat three meals, then I can survive. I drink, I eat a meal, I can survive. And why should I go to concert to enjoy music? Because I want to pursue another level of the life, another level, right? Like a museum, why you go to museum? Anything to do with your life, the basic life? Anything to do with your survival? Go to museum. Of course not, right? It's nothing to do with your survival at all. But you want to pursue another level of your life. So this is second level, So doesn't matter, believer or unbeliever, everybody want to go to join the concert to enjoy music. Go to the museum to see beautiful picture, beautiful art. Enjoy with your eyes, with your two eyes you can see. And scenery, like Yellowstone, and Niagara Falls, so many beautiful scenery. Then you go there to sightseeing, beautiful, enjoy it. Is anything to do with your survival? No. But the second level of life. And how about third level? It's spirit. And the spirit, usually, the non-believers, they won't pursue this level. So whatever they think, they can think is surrounding the material or the things surrounding them. Like an education system, judicial system, and right now, volume system, the worldly system. So this around us, like today, through the media, through the internet. Sometimes we're influenced by internet and polluted by internet. Because we have some information. Every day you got a lot of junk email, right? So just bombarded us. Because a human being cannot tell what is right and what is wrong. They do not have the spirit from God. So they cannot tell what is right, what is wrong. They consider if everybody say right, then it's right. If everybody say wrong, then it's wrong. Therefore, we have to go to vote, right? Go to vote. Homosex marriage, is it right or wrong? I don't know. Depends on everybody. If everybody says this is right, then we just go ahead. If everybody says this is wrong, then we do not do it, right? This is society. Because great majority do not have the spirit from God. But we are different. So when we do the Bible, we come with the spirit. We use the spirit to handle it. So we have to lift up our spirituality. And if you have the spirituality, then we will know what is the true grace. True grace. Because we have the spirit. This spirit is so important. This spirit is top level. The spirit is top level. The spirit will instruct us how to handle our emotion. How to handle our emotion. We have emotion, right? Sometimes you get angry, sometimes you are so happy. This is our emotion. So the spirit will guide our emotion. How to respond to people. How to be nice. Because if I have a spirit, then the spirit will fill up with me. Then spirit also come with love. You know, we just learned yesterday, right? Yeah. The love, long-suffering, and kindness, gentleness, they're all good. Will guide us how to respond to people. Like I say, David, hey, why are you talking to me like this, right? Can you respond? Hey, what? Right? But you say, hey, David, right? They say, oh. So you will know how to respond to people, how to respond. Then you might say, David. Then if we have filled with the Holy Spirit, then you might say, hey, what's up with you, person? You have a long day, you must be tired. You stand there to talk, they're tired. That's why you talk to me like this way, because you are so tired. Then you will have compassion, compassion, because your spirit will guide you how to respond to people. So the spirit is most important. When you know how to respond to people, then you get a success. So spirit is very important to us. Like you go to a company to work, right? Then you have interview. How to respond will become the key, whether or not you can go into the company to work, right? So how to respond, this is very important. We have to learn how to respond to people, how to answer. This is the arc. So the spirit is important. It will guide our soul. And if we know how to respond to people, then we feel joyful, right? The people listen to you, joyful too. Then you are happy, I'm happy, then your body, your immune system will better, will good. Then you will healthy, you have a healthy body because you are so happy every day. Then maybe you have cancer, just go away because immune system, you beat up immune system inside your body because you are happy every day, this is support your body. So the spirit is very important. So we should lift up our spirituality to understand what is the true grace of God. So that's what the Bible will tell us. Okay, then we outline. The first part is to talk about our salvation in Christ. Then the second part is talk about our duties in Christ, salvation. So what is the true grace in Christ? It's salvation. Then what does it mean, salvation? Salvation, which means from one state to another state. From worse state to a better state. Like before, if you live in a one-bedroom apartment, right? Then now you move to five rooms single house. You move to, right? This is salvation. This is move, right, from one state to another state. Just we can see. When you move from one apartment, one room apartment, to five rooms, single house, how do you feel? You feel happy or you feel sad? Huh? How many of you feel happy? Raise your hand. From one room apartment to five rooms, single house, raise your hand. Only one? Me too, I feel happy, right? Yeah. But how about if from the state of death to the state of life? How would you feel? If you go to the pool, right? The swimming pool, you don't know how to swim, then suddenly you just follow everybody but jump into the water. You just follow David. David is a good swimmer. Then Jack is just, oh, okay, I just follow you because we are party, right? Okay, we pray together. I just follow, boom. Wow. I don't know how to swim. I cannot breathe. Okay, water into my mouth. Help, help. Hey. You thought, you consider, oh, I'm going to die. Yeah, it's a very dangerous situation when you don't know how to swim and then you still jump into the deep water. Of course, it's dangerous. Then Joseph. No. Then Pastor Woody, because Pastor Woody is a big guy, right? Then Pastor Woody come here to rescue you. Wow, thank God. Yeah, he rescued me, otherwise I'm going to die. So this work of salvation. How would you feel? If someone rescue you, then you say nothing. I don't care. It's not a big deal. Who are you? Or say, oh, thank you so much. Huh? Jack, of course, you say, thank you so much. Right? Even your parents, maybe buy some dim sum or apple, right, to Pastor Woody, to show appreciation, right? Yeah. So this is what salvation, because from one state, from the state of death to the state of life, we call salvation. And of course, you might say, I'm living well. I'm not in death. I'm strong, I'm young. Yes, you are young. Let's turn to the Bible. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespass and sins. So we all are dead in sins. This is so strange to regular people, to ordinary people, because in reality or in real social situation, dead in traffic, right? Dead in cancer, dead in airplane crash, dead in accident, right? Dead in war, dead in any reason. When people died, always the DA office have to give death certificate, right? And then death certificate will describe how this man died, how he died, or died from cancer, or died from shooting, right? Gunshot, or knife stabbing, for any reason. If any DA officer give anybody this certificate saying this people died in sin? No, nobody. Only Bible says died in sin. So before we converted to Christ, we die in sin. So we are dead. We are dead people. And dead to where? To the hell, to the hell, to the darkness. To darkness, no light. And all just the fire there and the worm there. Insects, not maybe spider, snake there, in a so terrible place. Spider, worms. I think maybe you heard Pastor Woody's testimony when he went to Africa, the restroom, the restroom, what looked like. It's so terrible. So maybe, how do we call the Don't talk. If you talk, you might lose your appetite in lunch. Anyway, so terrible, right? Just hell like that situation. But God deliver us from that state. This is called salvation. So we should have such kind of sense, because in daily life, we are so busy. We are so busy, we go to school, go to work, your parents go to work, you go to school. Everybody's so busy, so we don't have the time to think about this direction. Always, we just say, God bless me to find a good job. God bless me to find a job of intern. And then to the school, I apply Ivy League. And indeed, God helped me to go to Ivy League. This is always thing about God's blessings. But actually, the biggest salvation, the biggest grace is the spiritual salvation. Because it's eternal issue, eternal. Our daily life, just for 10, just maybe for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. Right? But how about every day? Every day is eternal. That's why I ask you, do we have good dreams before good dreams? Right? When you have good dreams, it's good, make you happy, right? Make you so happy in the dreams. But it's just for a couple of minutes. You will wake up. When you wake up, disappear. Your good dreams will disappear. But after night, it's forever, it's eternal forever. So this is called true grace. And how to sense this true grace? We have to lift up our spirituality. Then we can sense. Okay, so first part is talk about the salvation in Christ. Then second part, then we have to do our duty. Right? Since God gave us a so wonderful salvation, then we have to do something in return to pay for his love. Like if your parents do something for you, then you will return your parents' love when you grow up. Okay, then we turn to chapter 1. Chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. John, would you read chapter 1, verse 1? Yeah, first Peter. Okay, thank you. Verse 2. Joseph, 做 Joseph。Okay, thank you. And this is the part of greeting, because in the beginning of the epistles, always they greet the members. Then we can see the first one, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, an apostle. So he remember his status. He remember his position. So in the same way, we have to remember our position. We are Christian. We are Jesus' follower. So we have to do something to match our status. And recipient, the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. So we can see many places. Even the people live in different area, but they're still in one mind. They have in one mind. Why they have in one mind? One mind, one accord. Why? Because they have the same life, same life. One apple. We cut apple. We cut it in four pieces, and then we separate. With four pieces separate, then we can put again, pull all together again. Then we also one apple. Why can put it together again? Because one life, the same life. We have the same life, same apple. The same life, same one. But if apple and pear, the other one, maybe not the same, right? Then we put also four parts. Then there are two parts. Mango, look like a mango, another pear. The two parts mango and two parts apple, can they put it together? No. Because different life, different type. So even the people, the members scatter in different areas, in different places, but they can put together because same life. They have the same source of life, which being Jesus Christ. So the verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God and the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience in sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. So everybody come from Jesus, so we can be put together. So many pastors went to Africa to help out holy work. You know, different race, right? different color and different language, different people. The Africa, but we can put together, right? We can be together. Why? Because we have the same life. We pray, right? Same spirit. Just like brothers and sisters, like the same family. They treat us so nice. Then verse 3. From this chapter we page F, chapter 1, page F2. Page F2. Our objective in studying this chapter, we have to see the best idea to consider terms used by Peter to describe the people of God, pilgrims of dispersion, elect, obedient children, and to reflect upon the salvation, inheritance, and grace to come at the revelation of Jesus Christ, to be reminded to the need to live holy life, conduct with reverence toward God and with fervent and sincere love toward it, brethren. Okay. Okay, then we read verse 3 to 5. Jack, would you read 3 to 5? Okay, thank you. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through the faith of for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So we can see this is talk about the true grace in the heaven and how we receive the true grace. The verse 3 talk about God has begotten us again to a living hope through Jesus Christ's resurrection. So here we have to understand the resurrection and begotten again, reborn again. And we have living hope. Hope, of course, we should have hope. What is the hope? You want to get better tomorrow, it's hope. You want to get a good grade, it's hope. You want to get a good job, it's your hope. You want to get a good man, good brother, good sister to marry, it's your hope. You want to get a good children, it's your hope. And what's next? Retired, it's your hope, right? Okay. And how about this, after this? After you retired, then what's your hope again? Dennis, what's your hope after retired? No hope, because old, Benjamin, do you have any idea? What's your hope after you retired? Our heavenly kingdom. Okay, good. Kevin, how about you? House? Okay. Sold your house, then move back to apartment. Senior apartment. Because single house is too big. Yeah, you have no energy to clean up again, too long, right? Okay, so living hope means non-stop, right? Non-stop, non-stop. But for the non-believers, their hope will end when they die, right? The end will be end in the days of death. Will end. No more hope. That's why if you ask retired men, what's your hope right now? Many people cannot answer you. Just waiting for death. Right? Waiting for death. That's my hope. And also good death. Not a bedridden in the bed. Right? Not a shock. So living hope, after this life, we still have hoping. We're still hoping, right? Hoping to eternal life. And through resurrection, resurrection can give us greater hope. God raised up Jesus from the dead. The death is the end, right? No more, that's it. Now there is a master of gangster. This is many years ago, maybe 100 years ago. And the government tried to catch him and put a post in everywhere, everywhere, and his picture everywhere. And he just ran away to some city. And he met his friend, because the government reward anybody provide information of this escapee, then can get some reward. So this escapee went to see his friend. And because he also carried a lot of guns and a bullet. And because in the daytime, it's just summertime, so it's so hot. Then he just took off coat and also the gun belt, the gun that put in the bed, and also just disarmed himself. And his friend just took this opportunity to gun him down, because he disarmed himself, right? So his friend just shoot him dead. And he said, oh, this is my dead end. This is my dead end. Because die would be no more hope. Just end. Everything just end. End of our life. In Chinese, when you encounter difficulties, we might say, ah, 死啊,死啊, 死了,死了, it's the end. It's my doom day. There's no hope anymore. No hope anymore. But to us, we have hope. Even God can raise up Jesus from the dead. Nobody can raise up the dead, right? Nobody. But God has a power to resurrect Jesus from the dead. Only God can do that. So this will bring us not hope. So when we encounter any kind of difficulties, struggles, challenges, don't feel frustrated, because we have God to rely on, because he can raise up Jesus Christ from the dead. That's what the Bible says. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and give us the living hope. And verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes through is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So here we can see some key words, suffering and rejoice. And faith. trials. This is a key word. In this, you greatly rejoice. You have greatly rejoice. Why? Because our faith being through tested, then just like precious stone, is so precious in the sight of God. Abraham, with Abraham, is the faith of a father. Right? He's a father of a faith. He had a great faith. And in Genesis chapter 22, God said, you have to offer your only one loved son to me. So God tried to test his faith to see is it really faith or just a superficial faith. Then after our faith has been tested, then we are feeling so joyful. Because when we encounter difficulties, and if we overcome the difficulties, we overcome it, then we can taste the joy of victory. How many of you joined the marathon race? Marathon race, raise your hand. Or any race in the school, sports race in the school, raise your hand. Sports. Okay. Have you been won the race? Received the reward? The first position, huh? No? No? How many of you won the race? Raise your hand. If you won the race, then how would you feel? How would you feel? You feel so joyful, right? Yeah, so joyful. So when our faith has been tested and successed, of course, we feel so joyful. And verse 8. Whom have you not seen you love, though you do not see him? So right now, nobody can see Jesus Christ himself. Nobody. But we believe. Then the Bible says, you will rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. This is so amazingly. We cannot see Jesus right now. But because we believe him, then we feel a lot of joy. Do we have such kind of experience? Do you feel joyful every day? How many of you feel joyful every day? Raise your hand. No. Yeah, I think you're so ashamed, so shy to express. Yeah. I know you are so joyful because we believe in Jesus. Then we touch Jesus, we experience Jesus. When Jesus abides with us, just like a kingdom, just like a heaven, so joyful, then we have to experience through the prayer, because our life will become different, will be different. Verse 10, I think how many of you read already? The whole chapter. You read the whole chapter already? Raise your hand. You read it once already? Okay. So we go back the handout F.
Have two.
Have two.
Have two. Have two. Every three. Our salvation in Christ, born again to living hope, because of God's abundant mercy, because Jesus has been raised from the dead, because of our wonderful inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven, because of being safely kept by the power of God through faith. For salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, then be producing joy in the midst of the suffering, great joy through a little while, grieved by various trials, and generous faith tested by fire, proving more precious than gold that perishes, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Three, rejoicing with joy inexpressible and full of glory, for believing him whom you have not seen, for believing him whom you have not seen, receiving the end of such faith, the salvation of your souls. And C, served by prophets and apostles. Regarding our salvation, the prophets inquired and searched diligently, wondering what and when the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating, when he testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ in glories to follow, things now reported by those who preached the gospel by the Holy Spirit, things which angels desired to look into, then our duty in Christ. The holy conduct. Gird up loins of your mind. Be sober. Rest your hope fully upon the grace to be brought at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Be holy in all your conduct as obedient children, not conforming to former lust done in ignorance. As he who calls you is holy, just as it is written, conduct yourself during your stay in fear, since you call on the Father who judges each one without partiality, knowing and that you redeemed, not with corruptible things like silver and gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, foreordained before the foundation of the world, manifest in these last times for you, to all whom you believe in God, who raised from him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your life, your faith, and hope are in God. Then be fervent and pure love, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in the sincere love of the brethren, having been born again, not of corruptible and seed built in corruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. All flesh is as grass, all the glory of men as a flower of grass. The grass withers, it falls away. The word of the Lord endures forever. The word which by the gospel was preached to you.
Okay.
So we just read once, and then next class we will the major teachings.
Okay, let's pray in silence.